WMCH HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing on you, baby.
248-545-SOUL. NewSkyRadio.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian. And together,
we are
Voices of Soul. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. And my website, GeneAdrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. I have a ton of tools on my website to help you grow. And so while you're there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter, and I'll also give you a free subscription to the online version of the InnerSpeak cards. Those are the cards I use for clearings on the show today. You can also book a private session with me for more in-depth clearing. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years' experience, an intuitive holistic healer for the past 20 years with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at my website, intuitivesoul.com. You can book a private session with me. You can also take advantage of our special that Gene and I offer that is a half-hour special for $75. Throughout the hour, we will give you more details. If you want to connect with us, though, you just have to go to either of our websites. All right, so we've been having some interesting times. I'm going to guess that other people out there also are going through some interesting challenges. I know that this last eclipse was supposed to be a little bit gentle, but it was supposed to offer a blessing. And blessings, unfortunately, come in both, come in different packages. If you have any questions, you want some guidance, you want some healing, you want some clearing, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear what it is that you're wanting guidance on so that we can offer that to you. And, yeah, so change, I think, is definitely in the air, whether we are wanting it or not. And I think a lot of people are feeling it now. And I know, Gene, you've gone through some trauma yourself, so it's been an interesting time.
Yeah, but, you know, actually, when the way you languaged that introduction, you know, just gave me even more clarity, because what this eclipse brought was change, and it was a blessing, veiled, a bittersweet blessing. You know, but you know, what happened, for those of you who are listening and maybe are not my Facebook friend, my dog was killed on Saturday. He ran off and ran about a mile away right into a highway and was hit. And it all happened in about 10 minutes of time. And I was devastated, you know, and I was trying to find the reason behind it. How could this possibly be a blessing? And last night, you know, I went to bed last night and I asked for clarity on the next phase of my journey. And the message that I got was that I am about to embark on a lot of travel. My guides told me that I was about to become the traveling troubadour to get my message out. They said it's time for me to stop hiding behind internet radio and actually get out and do face-to-face appearances. And, you know, and that my dog would have been an encumbrance, and I think at some level he knew that. So it was a wonderful gift and blessing that he gave to me, you know, veiled in his death. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it makes sense, Lori, as much as I hate to admit that.
Yeah.
Or I'm just rationalizing it in any way I can. Yeah.
Well, the piece that I got for you, Gene, was that for whatever reason, you chose this time to really experience your own inner growth and really delve into and releasing all of the, you know, some of the relationships maybe that we've been holding you back, and wanting to truly experience that your own essence without any outside interference. And truly, this was truly about you, you know, really truly coming in into your own and not having anything outside of you to interfere with this transition.
Exactly. I mean, that's basically what I'm saying. Yesterday morning in the shower, I get some of my best messages in the shower. And the message I received in the shower was that phase of my life of caretaking was done. And they said caretaking of people, of places, and of things. And that now it was time for me to allow the universe to take care of me.
Nice.
Yeah, and I thought that was beautiful. So, so that's right along with what you're saying there. So that, you know, that's been my piece of this eclipse, sweet and beneficent and blessed energy. So if you're listening and you're going through something as well, we can certainly relate, and we would love to hear from you. Call in now. The number's 248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685, or you can come in through instant feedback on the homepage of Sky Radio. But if you do, please give us lots and lots and lots of information. Don't give us the cliff notes. Type out everything you need to say, because since we don't have you like right there, we can't ask you for clarification. We can help you better if you give us the most information possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and change, I think, you know, this is spring. Everybody, you know, the more we focus on opening up, like the trees and the flowers and everything around us that is beginning to, you know, come to life, I think it's our time to sort of start opening up and allowing change to sort of flow into our life. You know, we get so caught up in trying to control things and trying to make things the way we want them to be, which of course is still controlling them, but we get caught up in that essence. And I think this is really a time now for us to sort of see what's around us without the outside impacting who we are and our growth, and just allowing things to sort of start changing for us instead of us trying to make the change happen.
Yeah. You know, Gandhi said it so well, 50 years ago, when he said, be the change you want to see in the world. And I think it's the difference between making, forcing, doing, and just being.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we do have our first instant feedback, so we could start. We've got Emla. Wondering what we see with regarding to a person named Sean who keeps popping in and out of her life. What is the purpose of him being a part of my journey? We dated last year and then poof, I never heard from him. Should I move on from him altogether or be open to another romance coming in? All right. Well, I'm going to say be open to something else. but let me just see what I get here. I think we try to hold on thinking that something else is better. Okay, so this is saying, you know, have trust and faith. Really open yourself up. That does not mean open yourself up to possibly him being there or not being there. It just means open yourself up to new beginnings. Just to have trust and faith that everything will come into play. You've done a lot of work on this area. You've been putting in a lot of time. I think the universe would rather you not force the issues anymore. Just sort of enjoy yourself. We forget that we're here. We forget that we actually, this is just this big multiplex game that we're playing with our inner being creating what's on the outside, and we get caught up in mental problems and worrying and trying to create the perfect relationship, and we just need to let go. You know, there's a part of us, especially as women, who give so much of our power away, and I'm getting that you just, you know, don't settle. Don't, you know what you want in life and what you want as a partner. And I say, you know, go for what makes you feel best. Focus on the essence within you radiating out, attracting the partner that you want instead of the partner that might do right now. And just, you know, hold on to that. I think Jean will definitely be able to assist you to clear whatever it is that's sort of bringing people into your life that, you know, aren't treating you with the most respect and beauty that you deserve. So I would, you know, stop working so hard at trying to bring in a relationship or, you know, trying to be that right person, trying to, you know, say the right things, do the right things. Just be you. Focus more on the essences inside of you and how you want to feel instead of what you need to do to make things happen. And just let go and see what comes into your life and how you feel around this person. And don't always monitor everything around you, which I think you do. I'm also seeing a bit of a trip coming up, and I think you're going to have some fun on the trip as long as you allow yourself to have the fun. So, you know, just enjoy life more, okay? I don't know how much time we have to finish this off or whether we should...
I think that this is a fairly straightforward
okay.
one, so let's just see what happens. So this is a karmic relationship with this guy, Sean, which is why he keeps popping in and out. You were in relationship with him about 400 years ago in Africa, and you were forced out of the relationship because he killed himself. So there's unresolved issue here, and we can heal that today, and then you can move on, and he can move on. That's why he keeps coming back, is because there's something there that needs to be healed. The belief you took away from that incident was a belief in separation. I'm separate from others. I'm separate from God. What it did to your soul was it created shame and humiliation. So basically what I want you to do is I want you to find this woman that was you in Africa about 400 years ago, and I want you to take her by the hand, and the two of you walk together into the beautiful violet flame bonfire and allow the pain from that lifetime to just be burned away. Allow all the resentment and all the judgment that feels like shame and humiliation to be burned away. And then I need you to look inside your body and in your field, and I want you to find all the energetic debris that looks like mirrors, and ask God and the angels to take all those mirrors to the light so that you don't keep attracting people, places, and situations that make you feel like you felt in that old lifetime. And finally, let's just get that piece of your soul to the light. So just create a beautiful bottle for her and invite her into the bottle. Give it to the angels to take that piece of your soul to the light. And you receive blessings. The blessings you receive are the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence and courage to follow your heart's command. And it's gratitude that owns that blessing, so, and owns this clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to all of your angels, your teachers, and your guides. And just, you can allow Sean to be free now, and you can be free. And go have fun on that trip. So thank you for contacting us, Amla, and best of luck in your life moving forward.
Let us know what happens.
Yeah, and I think it's time for us to take our first break, huh, Lori?
Sure, let's do that.
Yeah, so... we're going to take a break now. We're going to acknowledge all of our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll talk more about this being and doing, and we'll provide you with readings and clearings. So call in now. The number is 248-545-SOUL, 248-545-7685. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Is a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend, take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Voices of Soul. I'm Laura Houston. Today, Jean Adrian and I, we're talking about change and being versus doing and, you know, all the things that are happening out there. I know that a lot of people are, you know, got some questions, and a lot of people wait until the very last minute to connect with us. So please call in now. We're ready to assist you with readings and clearings. Give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Yeah, so Amla Kant contacted us back and said, thank you. Both of you are very accurate within the reading. I appreciate the advice and will go with the flow and surrender to what will come and have fun too. Once again, thank you. Many blessings. Nice. Thank you, Amla, for connecting back and letting us know feedback. All right. So, yeah, people, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL, 248-545-7685, or come in on instant feedback. If you could do instant feedback, just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting so that we can assist you. Okay. Change, being, doing. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is that we get so caught up in doing. We get caught up in what the outside is showing us. So we don't like something that's happening on the outside. We get caught up in trying to control and change everything outside without remembering that everything happens first inside. So we have to really change our focus so that we're not focusing so much on what's happening outside of us and looking for the validation that when we change everything inside, that everything will also change outside. We've got to really focus on, you know, whatever it is that we're trying to create within us first. So whatever that is, because most of us, the things that we want, even though we say they're external things, it's really not a thing that we want. It's how we want to feel.
Yeah, exactly. You know, another aspect of this doing and being stuff, this came up in conversation with a friend of mine today, and it allowed me to see another aspect of doing that I never really had thought much about before. But I think that, you know, we all know that in order to be able to create what we want, be it a thing or a feeling, we have to do that from the present moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so many of us have gotten so much in the habit of multitasking, of trying to do lots of things at the same time. You know, I mean, I was just doing it. I was listening to the producer and to Lori, and I was also typing. That's a good example of it. When you're doing that, guess what? You're not being present. I wasn't being present with that conversation. I was listening with one ear, you know, and it was an important conversation, but I was also not being present with what I was typing either. So how could I be consciously creating in that standpoint? And even though multitasking has served us well, as we've moved into this industrial age and, you know, and up into the now time, I think it's time for us to start looking at that and maybe cutting back, scaling back, instead of doing lots of things at the same time, maybe doing less multitasking and focusing on a single task at a time and being that task. I think what we're going to find as we do that is a lot of release from stress. What do you think, Lori?
Well, yeah, I mean, the stress is always us worrying about something in the future, meaning we're, you know, don't have enough time to do all the things that we need to do, or, yeah, and so stress is killing us, whether we, you know, we may have heard it many, many times, but it really is, and the more we allow, I mean, stress doesn't allow us to digest our food, so if we're stressed out about what we're eating, whether we're eating properly, you know, all of the things that we're doing, you know, creates the stress, and then it's counterproductive, because as soon as we get stressed, as soon as we go into that state, then everything, you know, nothing happens the way it's supposed to. Our body doesn't work the way it's supposed to. And we're, you know, we're definitely in a doing mode because we're trying to change things. We're trying to heal, change, fix, manipulate, control. We do that all the time. And sometimes we do it with a good intention. Because we're thinking that, you know, we just want people to like us, so we'll say the things that we think they want to hear, and so we monitor ourselves all the time, and we, you know, and this, all of this adds on stress, and all of it is us doing something instead of just sort of sitting there in contemplation or just allowing it to come to us. And I think, you know, when you're in a conversation and we, you know, active listening truly is just letting go and listening. And you're right, we multitask all the time. I multitask all the time. So it's a crazy habit that we get ourselves into. If you have any questions, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what you're wanting.
You know, you just mentioned about how stress, you know, causes us to not be able to digest our food properly. And it occurred to me that, you know, in pretty much every sort of dietary regimen I've ever been on, and, you know, a lot of stuff that I've read has said that you, when you eat, you should sit, you know, at the table and have it be a nice, sweet environment, you know, with maybe flowers and fruit and things like that in front of you and just your plate and that. And, but how many of us, you know, sling food onto a plate and go sit in front of the television?
Yeah.
That's multitasking, you know, as well, because you're trying to eat and digest and you're watching some sort of thing on TV, the news, perhaps, could really interfere with your digestion, you know? So getting quiet and eating in a sacred space would be a better way to be with the food.
Right, because if you're not doing that, and I almost never do, you're not being aware of your body's signals either, telling you whether you're full or what it is that you're truly wanting. Instead, you're just doing. You're just eating for the sake of eating.
Yeah. You know, so yeah, it's just you know, I think that so much of what we're doing now, you know, you talked about the eclipse being about change, but I think that so much of what we're doing now is we're in the process of moving through this change into a sweeter space, and ever how that takes us.
Yeah, if we can let go of the things that, you know, are coming up into our face that are letting us know that we are not in alignment with, and we do what we actually know we should be doing, you know, which isn't always as easy as it sounds. You know, we know that there are certain things that would be best for our health and well-being. We know, you know, we know the foods we should and shouldn't be eating. We know the shows and what's good for us, what's not good for us. It's just a question of us, you know, doing things on autopilot sometimes, or being more conscious and present and not multitasking.
Absolutely. Well, all that said, I do believe that it's time for us to take our second break today. So I'm just going to segue us on into break. You're listening to Jean Adrian and Laurie Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com. So while you're there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter so I can send you a free subscription to the online version of the cards that I'm using in today's show to do these clearings, the Inner Speak cards. And you can find Lori on the web at intuitivesoul.com. And after the break, we're going to bring you more messages and clearings. So call in now. The lines are open, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in with instant feedback. We'll be right back. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
This is where the mind meets the soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
So late. darkest night and lay me down in the hallowed ground where my father waits. I will stay. So lay me.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky, New Horizons, No Boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori, balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The more I see, the less I know.
Call now 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky, NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Voices of Soul is a show dedicated to assist you receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Jean Adrian can be found at her website, jeanadrian.com. Myself, Lori Houston, can be found at intuitivesoul.com. Jean will be back with us on the 27th, which means it's Memorial Day for you guys, and we won't be having a live show. So if you have questions, this is definitely the time to give us a call. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Gina and I offer a special. It's a half hour with the two of us for only $75. If you would rather get connect with us with something a little bit more private and personal, please connect either with our websites or at the next break. I will give you a toll-free number that you can call us to set that up. But you can contact us on either of our websites as well. All right, so we thought we would inspire you with another reading. Jean, we are going to look at what's kind of happening in the next part of your journey since everything has changed. And looking like it's going to be different from what you thought initially. All right, so there's the first thing that came up is what happened with Buddy, which, you know, is still bittersweet, as you say. It's a little bit challenging. I do see a lot of travel coming up for you, so that is definitely something there. This is really about, again, I guess what I was saying in the beginning, it's really about you coming into this new phase that you're going to be, you know, heralded into, whether you want to see it or not. You're definitely going to be brought into this as a new phase for you. And I see that Jean is going to be brought back on shortly, so hopefully she can hear this. She can obviously listen to it while we go to our archives, as can anybody. All the archives are on Intuitive Soul. You just check with the co-host that I usually put it with. And the next thing that I would get for you, Jean, is, you know, to really, you have all the tools. You are really ready to make that next switch and open up to a new area within your life. And the more you move and accept your own gifts and qualities, the more things are going to start changing for you. But it's really about you stepping into this next phase. So as things, you know, fall away from the old life, like you making the move to go to your cabin, you doing all the things that you're doing, is really pushing you forward into a whole new area within your life. And so this you know, the angels are all around you. They're all supporting you. They know that sometimes change can be tough and sometimes change doesn't come in the package that we wanted it to. But it does move you forward. And so this is not a time for you to get stuck. It's not a time for you to feel like you're not moving forward. This is very much a time where everything is going to start changing and shifting for you. It's give and take, obviously, but things are definitely going to start flowing for you. And there's a lot of joy and a lot of openness that's coming within your life. So, you know, with the little areas that feel like they're a bit of a struggle, they will start changing and shifting. And once that happens, everything will begin to move forward. You know, once you accept and move into this new area, which you have all sorts of guidance around you to allow this change to shift and to move forward. There's so many new beginnings around this, and there's so much love and joy around it. So you're really moving into a very joyful area. So like your guides and everybody was trying to move into, I think, you know, it's they were letting you know that even though change feels difficult and it sometimes makes us, you know, really uncomfortable, when you open up to it. And I think this isn't just for Jean. I think this is for a lot of people when they're going through change, especially difficult changes, like when you lose someone in your life, whether it's a relationship ending or someone passing away or a pet passing away, as in Jean's case. You know, we get caught up in the trauma, and it's, you know, it is difficult. It is challenging to allow change to sort of flow into your life and to not get caught up in it, to not take things personally, because they all feel very personal. Even though there's a part of you that if you can, you know, step aside from, you know, the suffering, you know, suffering is the only thing that is a choice. We, you know, grief isn't a choice. Grief is authentic. Sadness is authentic. Anger is authentic. It's when we mull it around in our head and we go crazy about it, that's when we allow suffering. And that's the time that's really the only time when we can't, we're really not present. We can't let things not feel like they're personal. And that's really what we need to do when we move into this new area of our lives. If we really want to step into the change, if we really want to step into allowing things to flow in our lives and not get stuck and not, then we really need to allow things to move in a way that, in a way that we surrender, in a way that we don't get caught up in it, in a way that we allow the feelings to be authentically expressed, but not hold on to them so tightly because we feel victimized and we feel that we have to suffer. Because a lot of times actually we actually feel like we have to suffer. And if we can move through that, then that's when change happens. And that's when, you know, we're rewarded with great new beginnings and there's opportunities and possibilities of joy opening up into our lives. But we have to be willing to work through it and to allow it to happen. I think what we're going to do is we're going to go to our next break, our last break now, because we're going to try and get Jean back and maybe she can give us a call while we're on break. So why don't we go to our last break? You're listening to Jean Adrian and myself, Lori Houston, on Voices of Soul. You can find out more about Jean on her website, jeanadrian.com, and myself, Lori Houston, at intuitivesoul.com. We do have a special that Jean and I offer that is a half-hour special for only $75. When we come back from the break, I will give you a toll-free number that you can call to connect in with that, or you can just connect with our websites and contact us through there, and we will definitely assist you with that. All right. If you have a question, give us a call now. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on Instant Feedback. You're listening to Voices of Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's new skyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons.
No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call now.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Well, welcome back. This is Voices of Soul. This is Lori Houston. And I did promise you that I would give you a toll-free number that you can receive. You can contact us to get the half-hour special that Jean and I offer. Jean, I'm sure, will join us before the end of the show. She must be having some sort of difficulty in the mountain where she is. So this is Voices of Soul. If you want to contact us with our half-hour special, it's only $75. Neither one of us do half-hour sessions privately, so this is just for Sky listeners. You can give us a call at 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685, and we'd be happy to set something up. Or you can contact us through our website. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com. Myself, Laura Houston, can be found at intuitivesoul.com. All right, so we were talking about change and some of the things that are happening, and I guess, you know, there's a lot of things that are going to be happening. Next week, we have the next phase, so it's exactly a week from today. We have the next phase of the Pluto and Uranus opposition, which we have for the next 3 years. Or we've already had 1 year of them, so we had two last year and then this year. That does seem to bring up some bigger issues that come, and then we have another lunar eclipse, I believe, on the 25th of May. So next week is going to be a bit of a, if you didn't feel the impact and you haven't felt the impact in the last week where we had a solar eclipse on the 9th or the 10th, depending on where you lived, you definitely are going to feel some stuff happening next week. And it's kind of like what I was talking about earlier about with change. It's kind of like just allowing things to sort of happen. The things that come up for you, the things that bring up the most resistance or the most pain for you, these are the areas in your life that you really need to look at. These are the areas that are going to be what is really instrumental for you to allow to move through. So instead of, you know, holding on to it, instead of racking your brain trying to figure out why, or feeling guilt or shame, or not forgiving people, these are the things, these are the times that you really need to look at what's going on within your life. So if they're coming up for you in the next 2 weeks, if things are coming up now that came up last weekend, and, you know, you're really looking at those things because they're very stressful and they cause a lot of tension within your life, this is the time to sort of open up and allow these things to sort of move through you. So don't get caught up in, you know, what's happening. Mostly it's looking at how you're reacting and responding to things. The more you look at your responses, let's say something happens, a relationship breaks up. Instead of looking at the person as the problem, or instead of looking at trying to understand what happened, or instead of looking at, you know, what's going on and why is this happening in my life, just sort of sit back and observe. Observe your reactions to it. So what kind of reactions do come up for you? Is it pain? Is it feelings of abandonment? Like, look at the feelings, because everything in our world is created through our feelings about it. When I had Armin Dupuy, he said something very profound when he was talking about weight loss. He said, you know, what you see in the mirror, that image that you see of yourself in the mirror, is the internal feeling and image you have inside of yourself right now. We need to change the inside. We try to manipulate, control, change, fix, do things on the outside to change the outside world. But ultimately, that's not where change happens. Ultimately, the change can only happen within us. We have to allow ourselves to look at what is going on within us, what the emotions are, how we're feeling about it, where we're feeling stuck, where we want to place the blame. Responsibility isn't a bad word. It's not about then, if it's not their fault, then that responsibility means it's my fault. It's not about that either. It's truly about looking at how everything can change and move in the direction that you want. It's really about looking at the change from a different perspective and looking within yourself for the answers. And it's not about the answers of changing the outside. It's the answers of changing the inside. So it's really moving into your internal being and asking, what is it that you want to feel? When these things happen to you, they take you out of a place of feeling. So ultimately, if everything was going well in your life, if everything was going on the way you want it to be, then what would you want to feel? What is that feeling inside of yourself? If you had the perfect relationship, the perfect job, all the money that you needed, all the traveling that you wanted to do, whatever it is that you want in that outside world, in this world that we see upon us that we think is so real, what's the feeling that we want? And then when we're out of that feeling, you know, what's taking us out of that feeling? And what is the reaction? How are we viewing that? We did get an instant feedback from Dina, who's just saying, thanks for the energy and wisdom. Yes, change everywhere. And it is everywhere. Okay, so there's many changes happening at work. People, project teams are being reshuffled. I enjoy challenges and enjoy hard work. Just getting nervous. I have to talk to a couple of teams here in her local area. How do you see that work? Will I land a great team and great project? Okay. Let's just see where we're going here. All right, Dina. Nice. Okay, Dina, this is really saying, nice. Okay. This is just saying, really focus in on what it is that you're wanting to create. And again, as I've been sort of talking this last little bit, Don't focus so much outside. So focus on what you want to experience inside. So the team that you want to create, focus on, you know, usually if we're dissatisfied in work, it's really all around relationships. So look at the relationship you have with the team that you're in currently, or as you change the team, look at the dynamics that you want to experience, the feelings you want to have with this new team and how you want to create the work around this, okay? But I see that you will get what you're wanting. There's a lot of choices that need to be made, so choices are a good thing. It's just, you know, choose from a place of love versus fear. So don't focus on the things that didn't work in the past. Focus on how you're wanting to feel now, how you're wanting the congruency of the group to work together, how you see everybody, you know, joining together and feeling together and working together as a group. Focus on that cohesiveness, that feeling within, so that you can see that sort of move out into the team up around you. So focus inside first. Focus on how you want it to feel. And those are the choices that you make from that place. Okay. Your goal and dream is to grow more, evolve. So allow that to happen. It all comes from inside. You will get all the answers you need and all the feelings that you want to experience inside of you. So you don't need to look outside of you. Obviously, it is nice to get feedback and to have things aligned so that you know that you're in alignment with everything, but really move into yourself. Ask what it is you want to feel with this new team and project, how you want it to move cohesively together, how you want it to find balance within your life, and look at all of that together and move and make choices from that place only, okay? And you will have all the tools to create everything you want. You will have a new beginning that will reward you. So you are getting what you're wanting. Just, you know, focus from the inside first. Really get clear. In fact, every morning before you get up, focus on how you'd like to feel that day and how you'd like to feel the cohesiveness of the group coming together and how the group will support one another, and see it from that type of perspective instead of trying to control and manipulate it. So just allow it to happen. And it will. Everything here suggests that, you know, good things are coming your way and change is going to flow, and it's going to flow in an effortless way. So do let us know, Dina, when Gene and I are back, that how that went. And if there's any other assistance you need, contact us then. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Jean Adrian and Lori Houston. Unfortunately, we lost Jean for a little bit, but I'm sure she will be back next time. If you want to connect with us again, or if you want to set up a private session with us, call my toll-free number, 855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. If you want more information on Jean, go to our website, Jean Adrian, myself, Intuitive Soul. You've been listening to Voices of Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.